fighters, let's dig right in today. Talk about your website. Guys, this is coming from a post in our Facebook group where there was a ton of comments and discussion around whether or not you should put your pricing on your website or not. And it was pretty crazy. But anyway, so I want to address that today because I'm 100% a fan of being transparent about what you charge. And let me start real quick by addressing the number one reason that a contractor usually does not put his or her pricing on their website. And it's fear. Okay. You're afraid that your competition is going to see it. You're afraid that your prospects will see it and not call you. You're afraid that your price won't be accurate, you know, right? A lot of you guys are like, well, I can't give a price for something on my fucking website because it could be different when I get out there. And so you're afraid of that. And there's other fears, but these are the most common that I hear with the people I've worked with through the years. And I'm not going to address all those fears individually here. All I can say is that every one of these fears can be dealt with in a very simple approach to your marketing. And that's really just committing to being the best educator in your industry. Okay. And so I'm going to give you five reasons here that being transparent with your pricing makes sense. And the guys, this is stuff that we coach inside our 100K program and things like that all the time. We have a lot of discussion around this. And I'll tell you right now, those who embrace putting their prices on their website make more money. Okay. It's that simple. They spend less time running around with shitty, you know, prospects, wasting their time. Those that put price on their website and the way we do it and teach it in our, you know, our sales process of the Shin Fu and our Contractor Sales Academy complements each other. So our sales process and the fact that you get your pricing on your website, those things combined really end up saving you a lot of time. It repels the wrong people and you're only spending your time with the right people. So anyway, five reasons, guys. First and foremost, it is not about you. Your website is not about you. It's about your prospects and your clients. And you have to make things easy on them. When you make it about them, you will win. Okay? One of the worst things that you could do is approach the content on your website or your social media channels or, you know, fucking anything else you do in your marketing. Anytime you make it about you, you're screwing yourself. All right? So we are not putting the pricing on the website for you. We're putting it out there to make it easy for people to work with you, to make it easy for people to know what you're about. Okay? So this is huge. Second reason, guys, this builds trust. Okay? When you are transparent, when you're open, when you have nothing to hide, I don't know about you, but you know, when I go to somebody's website, I don't care what industry it is, and there's a pricing page and I click on it and it says, call our office to talk to a sales representative about your pricing. I say, fuck you. And I never, ever, ever go back to that company's website. I swear on my life. If you make me fucking call your office, all right, and you're not going to tell me what something costs, my trust in you goes way down. Maybe I'm just an asshole. I know I'm just an asshole, but I'm telling you right now, when you have pricing on your website and you're going through the lens of what I shared earlier about committing to being the best educator, it builds trust. Okay. All right. Third reason, it helps you in search engines. Okay. One of the most searched topics is what do things cost? It's probably the most searched thing in any industry. What does it cost to build a fucking deck? What does it cost to reupholster a chair? What does it cost to you fill in the blank in your industry? In fact, I challenge you right now, okay? Challenge you right now to go to Google and type in the question, you know, if you're a house painter, what does interior painting cost in your area, right? If you are a remodeler, you know, what does bathroom remodeling cost in Cleveland or whatever the fuck you would live, right? What you will see, okay, is you will see answers from everybody but contractors. Home Advisor, Angie's List, Housewise, all the other fucking pricing sites that are out there. And you know what those articles are written by? Those articles are written by some fuck who just got out of college with a marketing degree, and they don't have a clue as to what it takes to do the thing. And they're the ones that are educating the general public who hops on Google and asks Google, what does this shit cost? All right. And so if you want to help yourself in a search engine, okay, start answering every fucking question about your industry, especially about the price. And then you're going to become the authority. In fact, several years ago, one of my old companies, I went after a keyword search term all around the cost of interior painting. Within 4 months, I was five or six of the organic search results on Google for interior painting prices. Okay. Because all I did is I wrote blogs at the time. All right. On our website. And it was something like, it was a long time ago. It was like 2009, 2010, somewhere in there, guys. All right. And it was like, interior painting prices. How much does it cost to paint a kitchen? How much does it cost to paint a bathroom? How much does it cost to paint a living room? How much does it cost to paint a whole house interior? How much does it cost to paint an average bedroom? How much does it cost to paint a small bedroom? You get the point? All right. And every week, in about a 4 month period, I put out a new article talking about the costs. It built authority. Guys, it got to the point where when somebody filled something out on our website for us to come out there and meet with them, we would walk in numerous times and the prospect would say, hey, based on your website and these three rooms, I figured it's going to be about $1,800 or so to paint these rooms. They did their own fucking math because we educated them. And all I had to go out there and do was collect a deposit check and formalize the thing. They had already made the decision when they scheduled the appointment with us. Okay. And guys, this will help you in the search engine. So many of you have had websites up for years and you don't get dick for traffic. And that's because you're not creating relevant fucking content for people. Okay. That matters to them. But of course, your website has all your credentials on there. We're experienced and we have this certification. Nobody gives a flying fuck about that stuff. They care about them. Remember the number one point here? It's not about you. It's about them. Yes, your certifications are important. It's important that you have insurance and all that other shit that you need to run a real business. But if you are not approaching your website 100% about being the best educator, and uploading on a regular basis relevant content to what people give a shit about, then you might as well not even have a damn website, okay? All right, fourth thing. Not everyone is a fit for your business. Your website is your first line of defense in your pre-qualification process. Earlier, I said one of the fears is you're afraid that people won't call you, okay? They'll see what your pricing is and they won't call you. And then you won't get a chance to go out there and do your magic in person because you're such a fucking amazing salesperson. Okay. Which we know is all bullshit. Guys, hear me out on this one. Not everyone is a fit for your business. You don't want the wrong prospects stealing your time, nor do you want to waste their time because it's about them, right? The last thing you want to do, and the last thing they want, is to have a conversation or even meet you if we're not on the same fucking planet when it comes to the money. Okay? I got example of this shit that I don't have time to get into today. But guys, not everyone's a good fit for you. You don't want the cheap son of a bitch is calling you. You know, you don't want the people that find online from one of those other pricing guides, you know, that it's $8 to fucking lay hardwood floor in a great room of a house, right? And then come to find out it's going to be 35 grand when they talk to you. All right. Cause that's the real price. Not everyone's a fit and that's okay. You don't want the wrong people wasting your time. Finally, number five, reason that you want to put your pricing on your website, because I told you to. That's really not the reason. I'm just being funny. Wasn't that funny? No. Fifth reason, guys, is you will stand out and differentiate from your competitors. Because out of the tens of thousands of you that are listening to this right now, I will bet my left fucking testicle that there's only about 10 of you that'll actually fucking go do this. The rest of you will procrastinate, or you're just being a pussy about it, or a number of other fears and reasons and justifications. Oh, I'm different, Tom. You don't understand my industry, blah, 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 blah. All right. So I'm telling you, your competitors will not do this. Okay. Really, this, we live in a world where contractors are little pussies when it comes to talking about money. All right. And you are differentiating from your competitors here because you are owning the conversation with confidence. And this is refreshing to the prospect because they're the one that's up at 11 o'clock at night on a fucking website searching for what something costs, because that's when they have time to do it. And now when you don't have your pricing on your website, now you got to fucking waste their time. You got to give them a to-do list. Now they got to fucking call you. Now they got to fill out a form. Then they got to wait for you to fucking get your head out of your ass and call them back, because you're the typical contractor who sucks balls at fucking communication. Okay? Guys, stand out. Answer questions. All right? Now, many years ago, I met a guy, and I'll tell you what, I give credit where credit is due. If you don't know who Marcus Sheridan is, Google his ass right now. Okay. Marcus started out as a swimming pool guy. All right. And back in, I guess, 2009 or so, him and I first connected. Now he's a world renowned marketing speaker. All right. And trainer. Okay. Amazing what he does. He's an author, all this other good stuff. He does a number of events for us in our Contractor Sales Academy. So we've gotten to know him really well over the last few years. Marcus had a swimming pool company that was, during the Great Recession, was going under. And he basically sat at his kitchen table every night and answered every fucking question that a prospect has ever asked, because that's the shit they type into Google. Okay. And over time, long story short, it saved his business. He now owns, he has the number one trafficked website in the world for pools. Forbes named him one of the top marketing speakers in the world because now he's teaching this shit, basically content marketing, inbound marketing. His book, and I'm going to promote it here for you guys. I don't get anything for this. I just believe in it. Okay. Go to Amazon and download or buy, however you want to do it. They ask, you answer. That's what we're talking about here. And since I was first introduced to Marcus way back in 2009, guys, I've been drinking the content marketing Kool-Aid, which is why we put out more free content than any other contracting coaching organization on the planet. Because I truly believe, and it has put a lot of money in my pocket, and it's helped tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of people, all because I've made a commitment to be the best educator in my industry. All right. And I have a lot further to go. I'm barely scratching the surface. And guys, I want you to imitate that. Imitate the approach that I've taken with being the number one educator, and really commit to getting your website where it needs to be. All right. Cool thing here, guys, is also you can start a YouTube channel. All right. Because Google owns YouTube, and you could do videos. Hey, what's it cost to paint a room? Hey, what's blah, blah, blah. What's blah, blah, blah. All right. Go buy Marcus's book, read it, and then do what it says. But bottom line here, you can apply this on YouTube, which then you can embed the videos on your website. So you're getting, you know, double whammies there. A lot of you guys are wondering how to approach your social media. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. Okay. I'll tell you what, posting a picture of something and going, hey, we're really proud of this work, guys, that's great and all, but really ain't going to help you. You want to engage people. You want to be real with people. So how about a video of, hey, one of the big questions that we get all the time, and people type into Google, is how much does it cost to blah, blah, blah. Well, here today, I'm going to answer that question for you. And there's your 2 minute, 3 minute, 5 minute, 10 minute, you know, post on Facebook video or whatever the fuck it is. Okay. So guys, I'm giving you a lot of shit here today. and I'm giving you a lot of shit because I've seen this work, not just for myself. I mean, listen, I have sold millions of dollars of work as a contractor because of content marketing, because of answering questions, putting pricing on websites. I've done really well with the contractor fight because of the approach of being the best educator, just like we talked about. I can point to dozens and dozens of contractors who my team and I have worked with through the years who embrace this whole pricing thing that we're talking about, and they're owning it with confidence, and it's put a lot of damn money in their pocket as well. And more importantly, it's branded their business as the expert. Okay. Guys, I really think that's more important than the money. Because when you are branded, you're positioned as the expert. Your brand is what does the world think of you when they see your company, when they see your name, all right? And those that commit to being the best educators here, guys, they're branding themselves as the experts, and experts always get more money. You can demand more money as an expert. That's why you can charge twice as much to paint something as the guy who's not well branded and positioned, okay? Because there's safety in a brand. And one of those reasons I gave you was trust. The more transparent you are, the more trust goes up. All right. So I don't want to rehash this stuff, guys, but listen, trust me on this. Trust me. Commit to putting your pricing on your website. Commit to creating regular content at least weekly that's going up on your website that's fresh, it's new, it's relevant. And I promise you, several months from now, because it's going to take some time, okay? This isn't an easy button. Very rarely do you publish your pricing and then you sell a job 7 hours later, okay? But over time, Google then starts recognizing you as an authority online on a certain topic. And they match you with the people that are searching those types of things, okay? Google's just like a dating site, guys, looking for the best match for what somebody types in. This will transform your business. This will get your phone ringing year round. All right. And this will also be the foundation to help you charge more money because you fucking deserve it. All right. You guys rock. I got to roll. Appreciate you hanging with me here today. Oh, and hey, listen, before I get out of here, if you want help, you want to move faster in your business, I want to invite you to head to thecontractorfight.com/100K. All right. And check out what we got going on there. We have a great program. Helping a lot of contractors get the chaos out of their business. And so I want to just invite you to check that out if you're wanting to move a little faster than what you are right now. So anyway, you guys rock. We'll see you next time.